What's up, everyone? I'm Chris from Weekly Games Chat. Along with my co-hosts Sean and John, we cover the latest video games every Wednesday for your listening pleasure. We also make sure to rant about the latest movies, TV shows, and happenings in the sports world. If you like the show, catch one of our live streams on Twitch, follow us on Twitter, or even take the biggest jump of all and join our community on Discord. All found by simply searching Weekly Games Chat. Until then, I'll simply say game on in your mom's box.
Seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother...
Welcome to this week's edition of Skip the Tutorial.
A little late in the week.
Bryant was complaining about his job. What a pansy. And that's me. I'm one of your hosts, Bryant. Actually, I didn't say where we're from this week, Todd. Throwing me off with the recording this week. We are Skip the Tutorial, number one video game podcast at Popeye's Chicken. Screw that chicken sandwich. We're number one there. Welcome to the show. I'm one of your hosts, Bryant Popcorn Shrimp Daniels. And joining me across the universe on Skype is none other than Todd Colonel Sanders Fortner. What's going on, man?
Oh, you know, just glad to be doing this again, as usual. I'm doing it at a different time.
Yeah, I know. It's a little weird.
I feel as if something's wrong with my mandubla oblongata.
My mandubla oblongata.
But nah, man, you right, though, man. I wanted to second what you said. You were definitely being a pussy this week.
Oh,
it's really not cool.
Oh.
I mean, like straight up. Like, I started a new job, too. I know your job is more important. We won't get into that while I'm still out here in the cotton fields.
Oh,
but
God.
I'm not even alive right now. I got in an accident. Just secret, everybody. I'm really the ghost dad. I died in an accident. But I still recorded, Brian, and you have one rough week being an emperor.
I can't help it. It's hard when people are washing your feet. It's difficult. You got to stress. They don't get the bunions out just right like they should.
Look, man, this is what I'm saying. This free passion project that people can listen to all the time, okay, they deserve minute-by-minute, blow-by-blow entertainment.
Yes.
Now, they actually do, man, and I'm just fucking around. I'm just fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? Actually, you can't tell. I'm actually excited to be recording.
Me too.
Okay, sidetrack. I know we're going to get to it, but
yeah.
Fuck, like, Big Willie posted some shit in the group, man, that had me tickled, man.
I saw
and
that.
I was like, God damn it, though. You know, it's already started. It's already, I understand, volunteer. You mad because it's okay.
It's all
the
right.
The Tigers, baby.
It's okay.
Why is he scared of I don't really watch college football like I used to, though, man. You know what I'm saying? That's the unfortunate thing. To watch college football like I used to, but that was fun. But anyway, man, I'm doing all right. How are you feeling, sir?
Man, I'm good. I'm good. I got people washing my feet. I got people getting my lunch for me, feeding me grapes. Like, it's good, man. I'm living that Greek lifestyle.
I'm more Roman Caligula, but I'm proud of you. I truly am.
I'm going to set fire to the sea. I'm going to get a war going with Poseidon. We're going to shoot arrows at him. Fuck Poseidon. Whatever.
Yeah.
Florida would say that right now with that hurricane.
Shirt idea. I need a... Yeah, I had some people out there to check on with that earlier. They was doing
Me
some
too.
Boss shit. So I ain't stressing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, hopefully it'll be all right. You know, hopefully it don't swing around and hit the good old Louisiana, the boot.
Louisiana, Houston, Beaumont, all those areas. As it usually does, it likes to swing around and say, hey, Gulf Coast of Texas and Louisiana, hurricanes don't like you.
Hey, motherfucker.
All the way from the east! Anyway, I apologize. This is Skip the Tutorial. This is your first time joining us. We're a video game show. We're recording on a Thursday, but usually we record on different days of the week. So me and Todd had work today, and we're both a little bit loopy. Can't help it.
So it's a surprise release, motherfuckers. So yes. If you haven't been around, you know, we do the best we can. I'm apologizing ahead of time. Apologies for anybody that's new to having dealt with this and anticipated something more reasonable.
Yeah.
It's not that.
This is not a reasonable episode. I mean, it kind of is. I mean, the top seven is. So that's right. This, we get together and we talk about video games, what we've been playing, the news, or we break down a top seven. This week is a mother top seven. And since the big news is all about Disney Plus and all those freaking announcements they had, holy shit. The Mandalorian, the new Marvel stuff, Moon Knight's getting his own series. We're talking our top seven favorite Disney games. Disney video games.
Yeah, and I think it's just because Disney owns everything, like with the Sony shit. And even though I am excited about Disney Plus, maybe they give us hope internationally. Oh, Walt Disney out there. Come on, baby.
Yeah.
The world's stealing the rest of our shit. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we can still get Disney money, baby. I don't know. But are you excited about Disney Plus?
I am. I mean, you've got The Simpsons on there. I'm sold. Like,
right.
It's literally like, if you released a streaming service that all they did was The Simpsons, I'd probably buy it. Like, and I'd probably just play it all the time.
I wish they had, if they come out with a deal, like if you're a Switch owner, like they put it on there, that would be dope. Like if it's included maybe in a subscription. Well, and did you hear about the Disney Classic release in the fall?
No. Oh, yeah, the video games.
Yeah, they re-releasing Aladdin and Lion King.
Yeah, right. I heard about that. The other thing, too, is that if you subscribe, I forget what the Disney thing is that you can subscribe to. It's just an email newsletter if you're part of the club. And then if you buy 2 years of Disney Plus, you get the third year free.
Okay.
Like, that's a whole thing. Yeah.
Like $4 a month or something.
Yeah, it's like $4 or something. Yeah, like, I don't know. It is what it is. It is what it is. The great mouse is taking over the world. Speaking of which, Disney does a lot of stuff, but I don't see a lot of Mickey Mouse movies on the way. I want a Mickey Mouse movie!
Do you really want that? See, this is the thing, man. Some of the nostalgia of this list when I was kind of trying to put this shit together, like, it has nothing to do with anything other than, like, you know, thinking about nostalgic happy times with my family, my sister or something, you know, cartoon times. But I don't know, man. I don't know, bro. I don't know if I want another Mickey movie. I wasn't like the hugest Mickey fan, I think.
See, I want a hardcore Mickey movie. Like Mickey doing coke with Sonic and him and Donald running the game.
Everybody knows Mickey did heroin. Mickey comes from the jazz era.
That's right. That's right.
Sonic comes from the cocaine.
That's right.
Like, if you were, like, think about those old cartoons when he was bopping like this, the way he was moving, you know what I'm talking about? That's how the heroin people move. Which reminds me. All right.
That H-bop is a real thing. It's called the H-bop. It's what you do. You do the dance.
You need to watch Dave Chappelle's Sticks and Stones.
I'm going to tonight.
I like the H-Bop thing, though. Yeah. Nah, I don't think I slept on that, fool. Don't think I slept on that, because now I can't get... That's like a fire... That would be a fire dance for heroin, folk. And it's an opioid epidemic.
It's the H-Bop. Bruh. It's the American H-Bop. Dance.
Okay, look. I don't want to spoil it. I need you to watch the Dave Chappelle shit, though. I'm telling you.
Okay. I'm going to watch that tonight.
Right.
But yes, we are talking about the top seven Disney games. We haven't updated people in a while, but I just wanted to say real quick, if you haven't played Bloodstained and you like Metroidvania, it's pretty good. Just real quick, it's pretty good. I'll have more on that next week.
Is that the Tampax edition?
Yes. There's a lot of blood. It's a lot of sucking blood up in that game because you get vampire powers.
That's not a town park. Okay, you might have to cut that. But
never.
Nah.
This is the show.
I meant no harm.
But yes, we're talking about top seven Disney games. So Todd, why don't you get us started with your number seven?
Madden season.
Right. Perfect.
I'm selling out on this list, man. Chippendales. Let's get through it. Where is it on your list? It's like I said.
It's not on my list. I love that game.
Great. I'm going to have all those then.
I didn't
say Chip and Dale's.
It is so good.
Chip and Dale. Was it really good?
Yes.
Yes. They're good. It aged well. I mean, these are just, this is going to be generic. I'm not over trying it and doing it and being like, well, I'm going to overthink this. And now I have time for it. I got other shit to do. I'm Ghost Dad, remember?
Yeah. 2K Bill Cosby alert.
Mad season. A lot going on.
Me too. I'm going out. It's an anthem. Anthem.
All right. All right. So that's it. My number eight.
Top eight is Chip and Dale's, bro.
That's it.
Good choice. My number seven is Disney Infinity 3. Disney Infinity 3.0. Talk about Toys to Life games. For me, Disney Infinity is the only successful Toys to Life game out there. Had three iterations of it. The third one had the Star Wars edition, Inside Out. It had the toy box. It was a lot of fun. I actually enjoyed these games a lot, and that Star Wars game was surprisingly good, especially for what it was. It was surprisingly fun and could be challenging at times. The other games were fun, too. The Marvel stuff, I really enjoyed that. I think that a lot of people slept on it, which is why everything went on sale for $1 after about a year of release. But Disney Infinity is the only Toys to Game Life that I think has been truly successful out of in capturing what I'd like. I mean, I know Skylanders and the Imaginators and all that jazz, that's really popular. But as a Disney fan, I really like the Disney Infinity series. So that's my number seven. Todd, what's your number six?
Have we addressed Walt Disney? Did he or did he not like Jews? Is that factually?
I don't know. I have a biography on him, and I haven't read it. You know what? I'm going to read that biography tonight, and I will let you know.
All right. I thought I read something about that somewhere one day, but it's the Tron kind of series. Really, if I'm going to be honest, it's Tron Evolution because that's the one I spent more time with. But at the same time, Tron 2.0 was dope on the GBA. I didn't really have a GBA, but I had. Yeah. Strange noise in the middle of my saying shit because we had technical difficulties, secrets behind the scene. But I think I got cut off where it said I was talking about Tron 2.0. Like, I didn't actually have a GBA. Like, if anything, with the Nintendo products like that, I really wasn't tripping, but I did get access to it and get a chance to play the game because it's Tron, and I'm just interested in that series, and that's what this is about. So if certain games that just appeal to me because I either like the movies, the cartoons, or something, the adaptation of them, I'm going to give them, even if this, some of these games might be a couple of 6 out of 10s or whatever, and some of them are going to be pretty cheesy, but definitely I couldn't pass Tron up on the list. That's my number six.
Sure, man. Tron 2.0, that almost made my list. I really enjoyed it. And then I actually like Tron Legacy.
Trash.
Yeah, Evolution was trash.
But I enjoyed it.
You remember Tron Legacy?
No, I didn't play that one.
No, the sequel, the movie. The movie.
Oh, the movie? Oh, yeah. The 2000-something adaptation. Yeah, that's what made me want to play the games.
Yeah, right? It was good.
That's what it was, if I remember correctly, that they kind of correlated with the movie. You know what I'm saying? So that was the reason why I played the game. And I enjoyed it for that. And I mean, that's why I say it may not be the best game. Most movie adaptations or anything that's released around the time frame with that is not going to be of the highest quality.
Usually.
But in hopes that Disney goes down the road as they buy up and purchase every motherfucking thing in the world and try to fight off, you know, whatever's going on. Right. China, man. That face, man. But
Disney's going to buy China.
I don't know, bro.
I think they could. I think they could.
Huawei.
Huawei phones.
They're changing our games. They're coming for my Madden. They're coming for my 2K. Their loot boxes is because of them.
Loot boxes. War.
Goddamn Trump. Goddamn win the war. I don't give a fuck right now. Just win. Why you in there, nigga? Shit. People is dying. Children are crying.
Yeah.
And Tron is my number six.
Yeah. Okay, Tron. Number six with a little political view from the
Tron.
Sorry,
this is not a political show. Look, fuck it, man. This is what happens.
It's what happens when it's 100 degrees for 45 days straight.
Nah, man. I'm actually juiced up. Really don't know how to even contain myself right now because I'm excited to be recording the show real quick. I know we need to go ahead and knock it out, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I'm glad we, you know, shout out to the tribe. I really wanted to shout out Shanice again to go through their Canada stuff. We just trying to throw something together. It's really like a bonus EP. So just to show appreciation for you guys. So
for sure.
Apologize if my list for sure isn't professional, but, you know, that's my last little disclaimer. We're going to go ahead and get through this. My bad.
For sure. Disclaimers abroad everywhere. My number six, Castle of Illusion, starring Mickey Mouse. Castle of Illusion, Sega Genesis, the early 90s. It's fantastic. And the remake. The remake was all right, but the original was so good. Had a creepy vibe to it. As a little creepy kid, I liked those horror and ghost vibes. And I dug Castle of Illusion. Challenging platformer with an interesting art design and a lot of fun for the Sega Genesis. That's my number six. Todd, what's your number five?
Gargoyles, the Sega Genesis version.
Perfect.
the admittedly probably technically worst game, you know what I'm saying? But it's Gargoyles. It's fucking Gargoyles.
Yeah.
Let's keep the list moving.
Let's do it. My number five is Darkwing Duck. Darkwing right. Duck, classic.
Great, I ain't
got to
talk about it.
Yeah. For the Disney Afternoon Collection, it's where I actually first played it. I never played it as a kid. And I'm surprised about how good it was. But Darkwing Duck is amazing. Love that game. That is my number five. Todd, what is your number four?
All right, now, okay, I might as well disclose it because you said it. I really was going to be cheesy and just be like, it's the Disney Afternoon Collection list down the line now. Let's just keep it easy. But Lion King, Sega.
Lion King. It's classic. It's hard.
It would probably be my number one if I could have ever beat it.
I had to beat it as an adult with save states. That was the only way I could do that. It was classic, though, man. It was a really good game. Classic, too, especially because those graphics ahead of their time with just the way they incorporated the hand-drawn models into those video games. It was really incredible what they did with that.
I'm embarrassed how legit excited I am for them to come out with the remake in the fall. That's really the truth, too.
No, I'm super excited. I'm
excited. It's like that's drippy of nostalgia.
Yeah, and especially right. When you add different stuff to it. That Afternoon Collection's amazing if you haven't gotten it. I know I've talked about it a lot. My number four is from the Nintendo Wii. It's Epic Mickey. Another Mickey game. Epic Mickey actually is a classic that brings back another character, Oswald the Rabbit. It's a challenging, fun 3D platformer that plays a lot like Mario Sunshine with paint, but it's an incredibly great experience. I love it. The sequel, not so much, but the original Epic Mickey was a very fun, interesting game in the lineup of Disney games. Todd, what is your number three?
DuckTales. Woo! Doo-doo-doo. DuckTales.
Greatest theme song ever.
Just I fucked released. It up. And I don't know the words, but, you know, it's Mr. McDuck and a fucking robot chicken, or a duck, sorry, robot duck, and it was little baby ducks with no drawers on. It got weird. And when I think about it on the back end, but at the time, it was like a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
And the new cartoon's good.
I haven't seen it because like I said, bro, it got weird when I got grown. When I was a child, I didn't think about it. Maybe something wrong with me. But now that I think about it, it's the memes and the internet and the AI coming for my job. It's all those things. It's all those things that's causing me to look at this wonderful art in a strange way.
Don't worry. John Carmack told us not to worry about AI. So we're safe.
I went back. That's the part I missed out on. Because most people that speak on it say it's at a rudimentary point at this point, right?
Yeah.
Elon Musk, like, if it freaks out Elon Musk, of course, but he's like a freaky. He's like a weird dude. Because I love Elon Musk, but don't he look like an evil villain that would want a shark tank?
I was just about to say that. Yeah, like a secret Bond villain. Like, for sure.
Like, it's something about him where I'm like, nigga, you shoot off rockets.
If but anyway, they made another Austin Powers movie, he'd be the villain.
That's what I'm saying. He, like, because please somebody make another. Please make an Austin Powers movie, make Elon Musk a villain.
Please.
I was like, that would be Elon. If one of your cronies or drones hears this, be the villain in a new Austin Powers film. America needs.
Austin Powers, the American Revolution. I want it. My number three is Aladdin. Aladdin for the Sega, specifically for the Sega. Aladdin, come on, man. We've talked about that game so much. You throw apples. You got a spinning sword. Sometimes you play games. You're on the magic carpet going through the cave with the genie. It's got a great final boss fight. It's a great game. The original Aladdin for the Sega Genesis. Classic. What's your number two?
Darkwing Duck.
Perfect. We went over it. My number two is Kingdom Hearts 2. The only Kingdom Hearts game that will ever end up on a list is Kingdom Hearts 2 of games that I really love. It's better than the third and first one, and it's still a lot of fun. That's my number two is Kingdom Hearts 2. I don't know what I was going to say there. Garb, what's your number one?
This episode is Garb.
It's perfect.
Oh, nah, man. I'm fucking with you, bro. Aladdin. All right. There it is. And hopefully this list changes as Disney starts to own more cool shit.
My
hopefully
number one is DuckTales Remastered. There it is. Boom. We're done. This is a bonus episode brought to you by our tired minds and broken hearts. Anyway, as always, if you agree or disagree with our opinions, hit us up at facebook.com/skipthetutorialpod, Twitter at @stt_pod, instagram.com/skipthetutorialpod, or you can email us at skipthetutorialpodcast@gmail.com. And as we always say, say before we sign off.
Hey, man, wait. Wow. Wow came out again, and Dewey and Riley are tripping on that shit. That shit had me tripping, and it made me think to myself, I thought 2K was bringing on video game Ragnarok, but I think Wow did back in 2006. That shit is having me tickle, bro. But
dude,
as we always say,
people waiting in line to do quests, that cracks me up.
Right. Oh, yeah. Happy belated B-Day to Matthew Tango. Happy belated B-Day to Wesley Morrison. But what is it that we always say?
Doo-doo. Stay humble.
Humble bundle. We actually fuck with y'all tough.
Yes.
Be safe, family.
Have a good night.
Heya, I'm Chris Wilson.
And I'm Dylan Gregory.
And we host Backstage Gaming, a weekly podcast about video games and storytelling.
We both play pretend professionally.
Sometimes on stage with other people.
And sometimes alone in a soundproof room.
So join us every Monday while we talk about games, acting, and how a story comes together.
Backstage Gaming. Dramatic takes on your favorite games.
Part of the HP Video Game Podcast Network.